And failing to stop this process to me is, you know, a crime against children, in my view, because not only are they going to inherit the hotter, more dangerous, and more chaotic world that we're creating, but they're already more vulnerable to the growing health hazards of that world. And we're already seeing that, things like worsening air pollution, rising heat waves, and the trauma of natural disasters. And so we're losing many of the gains we've had over the past century in, you know, infant mortality and children's health and welfare.
Explain that. You said that their children are more vulnerable. Explain that.
Yeah, so there's a long list of reasons why children are more vulnerable, but particularly children under five. And there's three major reasons that we talk about most. One is that their physiology is different. That's the way their bodies work. So we often say in pediatrics that children are not just small adults, and that's because you can't just take the same calculations and assumptions you would for an adult and apply them to a small child. The second big reason is that they're smaller in size. And the third reason is that their organs and body systems are still developing and can be easily derailed by pollutants and environmental harm. So, for example, if a city is engulfed in smoke, like my city, Reno, often is, and a baby or toddler in that city is breathing that smoke, they breathe faster than their parents, and they are taking in more air pollution per pound of weight, and their lungs and brain are still developing and can be adversely affected by that pollution.